At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Coming up at 5:08, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. It's been observed that men keep swiping out of their league, quote-unquote, on dating apps, and the research shows it rarely works.
Hey, you're still going to give it a try.
Hell yeah. You know
look,
what?
Look, man, they invite you down and during an NBA game. Can you hit a half-court shot? Most of us would say no. I'm going to offer you some money. You give it a try.
That's right.
Every once in a while, someone hits a bucket.
If you're starving, you throw a line in the water. Yeah, there's no fish in there, but you know what? Maybe there is.
And look, we know. But you're going to give it a try.
Exactly. Scientists have discovered a sixth sense in your gut that controls how much we eat.
Isn't that just like I'm full?
Pretty much.
Okay. I mean, I guess we can
Well, it takes
a
little
sense.
While to get to your brain. It takes, they didn't, I mean, I don't know if that's a old wives' tale or whatever, but they always say, like, eat slowly because it takes your stomach a little bit of time. Like, it's like, I'm not
to
sure
tell
if
your
I'm,
brain?
I'm not sure if I want to tell my brain yet or not that I'm full.
I know.
My understanding is that everything in your body reports to the brain.
Yeah.
Okay? They don't care about anything. Nothing matters to them. They just let the brain know. And then the brain tells that part of the body, like, that hurts.
Yeah.
Like, if you get shot, like, in the shoulder, your shoulder says, hey, ma'am, we just had this big impact. And the brain goes, this really hurts. It really burns. You're going to bleed out, right? It's the stomach. It's like, we're eating.
Exactly.
And the brain's like, I will monitor this.
We're going.
And then when I send you the cease and desist, stop eating.
Yeah.
I mean, like, every part of your body is basically what it does. If you stub your toe, unfortunately, your toe says, hey, brain, we just had an abrupt impact on a table. And your brain goes, yeah, it's a stub. It hurts. Make him scream.
Yeah. The problem is that the rest of my body doesn't listen to the cease and desist order for the eating part.
That's the thing. Sometimes your body finds an out.
That's right.
Or your brain just overrides it and says, I love this gyro meat.
That's right.
The brain says, this tastes so good, we're going to go ahead and override this. Stomach just know we're going to have to cause him pain later.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is going to suck, but this is really, really nice.
Every part of us says this will be worth it.
We're hitting
stomach, me, you in the bathroom, at a nighttime rendezvous.
Hey, let the rectum know we're going to be busy tonight. It's going to hurt.
In spite of its chlorine levels, public swimming pools are actually more germy than we realize.
You don't say. You don't say.
Right.
Barely clad human bodies are floating in the. Like, yeah, you know you're jump what you're getting
they're
into,
sweating,
man.
They're sweating, they're peeing. Every time you fart, there's little poo particles that are in there, too. Not to mention, nobody showers before they get in like they're supposed to, and so you're carrying all the nasty that you got in there.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
You're walking around barefoot before you go in, so you're dragging all the stuff on the ground in there.
But my thing is, for the most part, obviously, and I'm sure there's exceptions, humanity has clearly developed somewhat of an immunity to it.
Sure.
So why bring it up?
We're surrounded by bacteria
we
and germs.
We know that that pool is a cesspool.
Yeah.
We get it.
Hey-o.
But very rarely do you get out of there like, I have a skin disease.
Right.
Like, it is what it is. I know what's going on here. It's all right.
Right. If I have an adverse effect of it in the now, I will get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty basic.
This will affect you in 40 years. I'll see you in 40 years.
Everything I do will affect me. I don't have 40 years left, so
that
means
right.
Nothing. I'll jump in the pool with my mouth open.
New... Bring it! New health studies reveal that we should be washing our feet daily.
Well, it seems like a good idea. Just all the fungus and gross bacteria.
Yeah.
And
well, some people are afraid to wash their feet because they might slip and fall in the shower.
I was going to say, Miles and I bring it up all the time. It's the most dangerous part of my day.
It is. There's no doubt about it.
I mean, I've got today's shoes. Like, I'm going to go ahead and put one hand up on the wall.
Ted, I got one better for you. So I had to get a prescription the other day. I'm in the Walgreens. And where the line is kind of like in one of the aisles.
Yeah.
So you wait, right? And I'm looking over. And it's where they have the crutches. They have, like, the knee sleeves. They have
stand
up and pee in a Tupperware container. All the things,
yeah.
Right? And then they have the shower stool. And I stared at it. And it was $35.
Did
and
you
I
do
thought,
it?
Man, I don't know if my tub is wide enough to fit it.
Ah, okay.
I think it's more for like a stand-up shower.
Yeah.
Maybe not. But I looked at it, I was like, one of these days, I'm going to step on up to the seat in the shower.
I'm stepping up.
The last place DB and I lived in Towson, the apartment we rented, they rented us a handicap apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So his in his shower was like one of those benches you pull down.
How great was that?
Oh, awesome. Oh, it was awesome.
All right,
that was like our tradition. If you
that's safe feet washing territory. That's why I'm bringing it up, because I feel like if I had one, feet would be clean all the time.
I forgot about washing feet. I would just sometimes I'd be like, Dan, I'm hungover. Can I use the sit down shower?
I just got to sit.
Because I had me and Son had a separate bathroom. We had the master suite. He'd be like, get in there.
The WHO is warning of a global outbreak of the I'm going to screw this up. Chikungunya virus.
Chikungunya.
Apparently, it's mosquito-borne and causes fever and joint pain.
Thank you, mosquitoes, for your continued resilience.
Do they do anything good? Is it just population control? Like, are they just flying around like, let's clean this one up. Give them a disease.
They're a food source for spiders. I really cannot think of any. But the thing with the spider is, it'll eat whatever it gets on the web.
It will.
Mosquitoes just happen to be there, but I don't know that they do anything positive.
But there's better meals for spiders. I feel like that's like the goldfish of the spider world.
It's something to snack on.
Exactly. Like, I could eat one, but is it going to nourish me? No.
You're right. What do they do? I mean, like, you know, people are scared of bees. You know, cool, because they can sting you. But you understand the function that they serve overall.
Yeah.
Mosquitoes, like, why? To me, it's like panda bears. And again, I like pandas. They're cute. But I'm like, why are you here?
Right.
What do you do?
And even if they are food for something else, you know, look at the salmon. That's food for everything, and it serves zero purpose other than to feed other things.
Yeah, I almost feel bad for salmon. Like, bro, seriously, like, everything thinks you're delicious.
Right.
Birds, bears, people.
They should just, like, randomly have cyanide in them from time to time so that somebody that eats them just all of a
slows
sudden...
slows down.
That's right, just chokes out and down they go. They have nothing, dude. They have no defense mechanism whatsoever. They are just food for everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And half of them die by getting flushed out in the river.
Right? You go, like, that's your purpose, is to be... You sustain everything else.
Right.
Sucks to be you,
what a
but...
crummy existence. Wonder if that's hell, dude. You just come back as a salmon.
Look, man.
You spend your life swimming that maybe, if you're successful, you can blam at the top of the river at the end of the season.
And then die.
And then you're dead.
The whole purpose is to just ejaculate before you die.
Right.
I mean, that's your whole life. Try not to be eaten before you can have your moment.
Are we salmon?
I don't
know. Are we the
hell
salmon?
Hell of a way to go.
Wait a minute. Am I a salmon? But I think brown bears would hunt me.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Ted. You want to be prey for somebody?
Apparently, humans.
By the way, I could watch videos of the bear sitting in those streams, catching them in midair.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
That's great.
Like, get them.
I want someone to do that, but they put a scoreboard over the top of their heads to see who's in the
lead. Who's the best bear?
That's right.
I can't remember if it's the bears. There's some animal that, like, because some of them die in those creeks.
Yeah.
That knows. And it's like, oh, I can't eat them. They're already dead.
Oh, really?
I don't think it's the bear. There's something that's, like, smart enough to be like, oh, that's going to mess with
the bear's like, brother, I will eat anything. I eat trash.
It's going to screw up my diet. I can't eat that one. Poor little rotten
fish. Have you
tried
paleo?
In-flight entertainment got a couple arrested on a flight to Florida, Miles.
Why is that?
Talk about it at 5:50.
Info on the screen up there?
No, sir.
Okay, gotcha. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime, but we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve, a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast the Toronto Transit Commission of, you guessed it, Toronto, Canada. The Transit Commission, they're making its fare inspectors act and look more professional by giving them new uniforms and new titles, which is the Provincial Offenses Officers. Because like any major city that has public transportation, you get a lot of people that try to skip paying the fare. It happens everywhere. In this case, they estimate they lose about $140 million a year in Toronto. So this will not solve the entire problem, but they have more enforcement powers, etc. But they posted this to social media, and as we are wont to do when we notice things on social media, no one's taking them seriously, and everyone's making fun of them simply because the Provincial Offenses Officers, their acronym is POO. And now the Toronto City Council, they're like, grow up! You acted like 12-year-old boys, and they're like, oh, we're so sorry. And that one guy's like, I didn't pay my fare. I'd like to see the poo head. They're running with it. That's all. It. Yeah, poo. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bejola.